getting production and demand into balance in almonds and walnuts. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, part of the Vast Ag Information Network. Paul Winger is an almond and walnut grower in the Central Valley.
Completely honest, I think we're still overplanted in almonds. And we know that in the almonds this year, when between the subjective estimate and the objective estimate, 200 million pound difference made a huge difference in prices from break even to maybe being profitable, depending upon what your cost structure is and your debt structure. So really, I'm glad the almond industry and the almond board did away with that objective report. It does nothing for growers but hurt them. And so I'm hoping the walnuts will follow suit. Let the buyers figure out what's out there. We certainly don't need the federal government coming in and messing around and saying that the crop is one when it's the other.
And when it comes to prices, check this out.
I was just digging through some files, Patrick, and in 1995, on one account, I was getting rid of some old stuff this morning, and we received more money in 1995 than what we did in 2023. 2024 came up a little bit with a light crop, but we still, you know, our gross per acre was down because our crop was down, and even though prices came up. So we were kind of hoping this year, with a little bit bigger crop, prices would remain a better level of the 80 cent to a dollar range, but we'll have to see.
With the Ag Information Network, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.